This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is What's On Your Mind. I'm back and glad to be back. Thanks to Jeff Simon yesterday for sitting in for me. Some good information there on that Measure One. You catch that Free Speech Institute fellow talking about Measure One? I tell you, I could spend every show, every day, now till November, and I wouldn't get in all the bad things about Measure One. So thank you, Jeff Simon. Did a nice job. Appreciate that very much. And, of course, the congressman here with the Talk Radio Town Hall yesterday, too. Today we are on location at True North Steel. True North Steel has locations, I guess they're bigger ones, probably West Fargo and Mandan, that they are a part of. We just saw Luke Richter, as a matter of fact, from the Mandan shop pop in here a moment ago. Reason we were at Tunar Steel in West Fargo today is a special visitor is coming by, somebody that serves on the cabinet of the President of the United States, Donald Trump. His name is Wilbur Ross. Wilbur Ross is the Secretary of Commerce. The Secretary of Commerce leads our trade efforts. So we're going to hear a little bit about that today. He is going to be addressing the employees here. We'll be able to pick up some of that as well. We're going to talk with some of the leaders here. I think it's fascinating to get beyond the headlines, and there's a lot of fake news hyperbole on a lot of things, but certainly on the trade issue is one. And I honestly believe, and this is another long list, if I went down the list of things where Heidi Heitkamp, the senator from North Dakota, was so at odds with North Dakotans, this one would be high on the list. Really high on the list. I think sanctuary cities, which she called a scare tactic right now that's being used against her. She voted against defunding sanctuary cities, and she calls the simple factual statement of that, pointing it out, a scare tactic. Interesting, especially on the heels with an illegal immigrant charged with the murder of a young Iowa girl, where you have the fake news media saying, all Fox News can talk about is some girl in Iowa. We want to talk about Michael Cohen. We want to talk about Donald Trump's campaign manager for 2.5 months. I mean, you can't make it up. But I would put high on the list scare tactics. I don't know if you would objectively call her efforts to get our farmers a higher price, to get better deals, anything other than scare tactics. She has been guns a-blazing on that issue, and guess what? The reason I say it's out of touch? Listen to the polls we've done on this program. Go out and talk to North Dakotans. People understand there's been a lot of bad trade deals for a long time. Trade war started long before Donald Trump. And they see somebody saying, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do what I said I was going to do. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today with some of the experts in this arena. And, of course, steel is another big one. You know, steel impacts a lot of things in our energy industry. They buy a lot of steel. A lot of people buy steel. It costs more. If there's an impact there, there are ripple effects. We'll talk about that. Also, going to talk about jobs. You know, North Dakota has an insatiable appetite for individuals in a workforce right now, just solving this workforce riddle of attracting, like every state's trying to do, attract people here. And you know, if you have great communities and great job opportunities, it's a great part of the recipe. We'll talk about some great jobs at True North Steel. So we're going to do that today, too, on the program, in addition to covering everything that's happening and talking about some things in the news, including an interview Donald Trump did last night on Fox News Channel, talking a little bit about the stories of the week with Cohen, and for some reason, Todd, I'm losing Paul Manafort's name today. I don't know. I got to struggle to pull it out of the ether. So Whenever I start saying, whenever I say Donald Trump's former campaign manager, you can say Paul Manafort for me. How about that? You want to do that?
Sure, I'll try, but I'm bound to miss it sooner or later. Listening to phone calls that come in on the 855-200-1776 line. So if I miss one, that might be why.
Sure. Yes. And we do appreciate those as well. You can call us at 855-200-1776 to chat with us live on the air. You can call us at 258-0550. 258-0550 is the local telephone number. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. And text us. We love those texts. 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. I do have a text poll question of the day. You can also text Todd on those at 701-226-8503. And it's specific to the trade issue, since we're talking trade today, okay? Specific to that particular issue. Is the administration helping or hurting our efforts? So, producers, you want to sell what you raise, what you grow. Do you believe what's going on right now helps or hurts your efforts to do that? So that's all you got to do. You got to help or hurt. And text to Todd or I. Whatever industry you're in, is it helping or hurting me? What they're doing, does that help me or does it hurt me? Prove out my... It's been a while since we did the poll. I don't remember when we last did it or just opened it up. And I even one day just said, if you think this is a bad idea, call in, right? Just tell me if you think it's a bad idea. Trouble finding folks. So you let me know. Help or hurt. Text only on the poll today. 701-367-2054 for me. 701-226-8503 for Todd. Or, of course, you can email to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Now, I have not had a chance to talk at length about this was kind of all happening while we were on the air one day, where there were reports that Cohen was going to plead guilty and, a jury was just coming back. And, so my first opportunity to talk about this at some length. And I've done a little research for you. And my research has me visiting with the individual just sort of man on the street style. In other words, no political connections, no pundits, just average everyday person standing on a street corner. It's easy to do when I was out of town yesterday. I didn't record them because very often if you record them, then 1 out of 10 will say they'll do it. You ever notice that, Todd? Everybody wants to be on the radio until a microphone is in front of them. You know how that goes?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Then they kind of go south on you. But I asked the question, is the situation with the president's attorney, things he said, the president's 2.5 month campaign manager concern you? I'm going to give you a consensus answer from my extensive man on the street conversations, and it's summed up this way. It has nothing to do with Trump. It has nothing to do with Trump. Actually, the only thing it has to do with Trump is it was, in both cases, from people going after Trump who couldn't find anything, so just had to do this so they looked to be justifying their paycheck. It has nothing to do with Trump. Would you agree or disagree with that? I want to talk a little bit about that today, too. All right, let's go out to Valley City and talk trade. Help or hurt? What's your answer?
Good morning, Scott.
Come in, Valley City. Good morning to you.
Good morning, yep. I would say it's helping, but it's going to take time. Now, you were talking about, what we produce. What is the number one ag product in the United States?
Well, I thought you were going to say in North Dakota. But you're saying in the United States.
Yes.
Would it be wheat?
No, that was long past, a long time ago.
Okay.
I'm reading and hearing that it's beef.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I guess I was thinking, row crops, but I hear you. Okay. Something you raise. Beef, number one in the world or in the U.S.
Yes. And you said that this trade war started a long time ago. Do you know that we have in beef, we have not met domestic production since somewhere in the mid-1950s. Now, I have challenged, Congressman Kramer, come with me someday and we'll take my pickup and I'll drive around and I'll show you hundreds of acres of land that should not be farmed. And this is sick land. This is land that needs to be improved.
All right, we're up against the break, so we're going to have to leave that there. Hang on, Gene. We'll finish on the other side. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, it's Scott Hinton to tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. He's a petroleum engineer, a veteran of the industry, and his family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly and to help them understand their future income. So they built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now. MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@royaltymatters.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Missed you, just so you know. Not kind of. A whole lot. Yeah. Didn't we, Todd?
Absolutely.
Can't run this show without Manny. That's just unbelievable. All right, Gene, so go ahead and finish your thought there. Now, the last thing you said was something about land that is sick and shouldn't be farmed?
Yes. And now we've got We've already talked about permanent CRP. Okay, this land that's sick should have cattle on it to heal it. And it's not being done. Scott, do you know what the price of a, it takes a really good call cow to bring 60 cents? You know what the price of goats are on the hoof?
Tell me.
A good call cow won't bring 60 cents. Goats are 220.
Wow.
And you know why goats are 220?
Tell me.
The Muslim trade.
Oh. Quite interesting.
Not only trade, we've got culture issues.
I appreciate the call, Gene. One other suggestion, by the way, on that sick line would be to tile it, right? So you could get it back into productivity with a little tiling. But you're a beef guy, so
when you tile land, you're only taking salt out of the land from one place and moving on to someone else's.
Yeah, I think some folks would dispute that suggestion, but we'll solve it another day, Gene. I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. 800-228-0550. Love the trade topic, and we'll be talking a little bit about trade today, as well as True North Steel, about steel and the efforts there. Dan Cattermas is here. Dan, how are you doing?
Good.
Nice to see you. Thank you for having us at True North Steel today.
Well, glad to have you, Scott.
You're excited to have an unusual day here today. Not every day you get a Trump cabinet member interacting with your employees. Talk a little bit about what's planned for the day.
Yeah, today we have Secretary Wilbur Ross will be visiting our plant and talking to us just about what's going on in the tariff, progress with the tariffs on the steel industry and the impact this had on the industry. And this is something that's been very critical to our business, not only here locally, but throughout the country. Steel today in the United States, In the 40s and 50s, the United States produced roughly about 50% of the steel in the world, and today we produce less than 5%. And today, over 50% of the steel produced in the world is out of China. And one of the challenges we have today is that they have excess capacity of 3 to 4 times our annual capacity, and that gets dumped out in the marketplace, and it creates a lot of chaos in the market, and we need to do something about it. It's been going on for quite some time, and they've talked about reducing their production for a number of years, and it hasn't happened. So we'll be talking about the status where they're at with the trade talks.
What kind of questions do you think the Secretary Ross will hear from your employees?
I think they'll just want to know how is it going to impact them. They just want to know how is it going to impact the business. We've had, especially in our region, some pretty big changes over the last 3 years. The energy market went up, down, now it's coming back. And in the construction market, ever since 2008, really has never recovered. So I think they really want to understand how it's going to impact them. And another big topic is infrastructure. We've talked about infrastructure as being a very important topic to most people across the country, and where are they at with getting infrastructure passed, and particularly funding. How are we going to fund the infrastructure? Because that impacts not only our region, but the whole country and our employees.
So challenging time in which they're trying to negotiate these deals, and tariffs are going up and going down and everything else. Is it the thought that, hey, if we can get a commitment to an infrastructure plan and funding for that we'll make up for what we lose in this negotiating with international partners?
Yeah, I think the beginning of this year with our new tax policy that spurred a lot of growth and optimism, and we were making very good gains. Then now with the tariff negotiation, I think there is some uncertainty out there, and it's just how quickly can we get a deal resolved? I think everybody understands something needs to be done, and how quickly can we get it done? And if we can, we feel like there's some real positive momentum with a good trade deal. It's just a matter of them coming to an agreement, and we know that they're negotiating.
So what's your confidence level on the ultimate deal? I mean, and when we talk deal, are we talking, NAFTA renegotiated? Are we talking, a deal with China? Are we talking both, or what?
We're talking both, and really, from what we want to hear today is understand where they're at with those negotiations. We feel like the NAFTA seems to be further ahead than China, but we want to understand that and see how close they are to some type of agreement. And really, any agreement today is an improvement of where we were in the past.
That's what I think people don't realize. I mean, there's been a trade war for a long time, and American manufacturing has suffered as a result. You're a board member of the American Institute of Steel. Is there consensus among that group on you know, what the Trump administration is doing?
There is. And we've been supportive of what they've done so far. I think one of the side effects of the Section 232 tariff was that it restricted imports of raw steel. And so what countries have done, they've been going downstream and shipping raw steel into Mexico or Canada and having it fabricated and shipped into the U.S. to get around Section 232. There's another Section 301 that is being implemented this week that will address fabricated steel, so that will help address that issue. But at the end of the day, we're all just looking for freer and fairer trade. We want a fair trade deal.
Would a robust American steel industry be a good thing for True North Steel?
Absolutely, yeah. A strong steel industry helps support us. A lot of the things we do include Buy America. And so just supply chain and having a good supply chain and a strong steel industry helps us.
Is it just because it was on the mat and now just, you know, like another plant, one plant reopened or whatever? Is it the steel you need not yet available from the American mills?
No, there's availability today. We've had really no issues with getting steel. Certain products, their lead times have gone out a little bit more, but we have there's still capacity out there.
So that's from American steel
mills? Yes, for American steel mills.
Right. Correct. So if you hadn't been buying it from an American mill, where would you have been buying it from?
There's either Europe is probably the most common outlet that we go to, and we buy most of our steel from the United States. But if there's large structural shapes for buildings, some of those are not offered in the U.S. We go to Europe, or else some of our plate material for manufacturing comes out of Canada.
But I would imagine some of those international steel markets are hurting and have to be putting some pressure on their trade negotiators to get a deal done too. Would that be a fair statement?
I believe so. You know, it is hurting everybody right now. Everybody's feeling some pain, so there has to be some discussions about how can we get a deal done.
Very interesting.
And I do believe there is universal agreement that something needs to be done and that it hasn't been fair.
Interesting. We'll take a short break when we come back. A couple of minutes, if you don't mind, just to tell us a little bit about what will happen today.
Sure.
With the visit of the Secretary, what he'll see.
Okay.
And in addition to chatting with that, Wilbur Ross is President Trump's Commerce Secretary. He's here with the Deputy Ag Secretary talking with the folks about trade in North Dakota. More on that coming up.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicide. That's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Not just a tweet. This time, President Trump releases a video on Twitter where he discusses several issues, including the murder of a 20-year-old Iowa college student, Molly Tibbetts, allegedly by an illegal immigrant. The president saying that murder shows the need for stricter immigration laws.
We need the wall. We need our immigration laws changed. We need our border laws changed. We need Republicans to do it because the Democrats aren't going to do it.
Christian Rivera, the illegal immigrant suspects charged with first-degree murder. Tibbetts had gone missing in Brooklyn, Iowa over a month ago. Her body was found on Tuesday. Police in Paris now say an attacker with a knife killed two people and wounded one before he was shot and killed by police. ISIS says it's behind the attack. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Minutes away from the Secretary of Commerce arriving in West Fargo at True North Steel, and Dan Catteris, who's the president. Is this Fargo or West Fargo?
This is the edge of Fargo.
It's still Fargo, right?
So our okay. Corporate office is in West Fargo, but this plant is in Fargo.
Is it at 45th?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So it's just,
right
up,
on the
just up the street here.
So.
I didn't want to cheat Fargo.
Yeah.
So I just want to make sure we got it right exactly where we're at along Main Avenue here today. True North Steel's plant. So what will happen today here at True North Steel with the Secretary?
So today... We're meeting with the Secretary and Kevin Cramer and just getting an update on where they're at with the tariffs, and we'll have some discussion and giving them some background on how that's impacted our business. And then we're going to give them a tour of the facility and let them see what's going on in our plant, and then follow up with just the exit conference and any other questions. And then this afternoon they do have a town hall at Wapton Science.
Yep, that's
skills
right. I've been saying NDSU, but it's North Dakota
State School of Science.
North Dakota State College of Science. Yeah, their Fargo campus, which is way
right.
up north off 19th.
Right, right next to NDSU on the north side.
Right, and I've been saying NDSU today, so my locations are off. My GPS is not right. What will be your benchmark on today? When this is all done, what do you want to know? How will you gauge it a success?
Well, I'll gauge it as success, just understanding where we're at with the trade talks and really giving the Secretary an idea of what's happening in our business, too. There's a lot of positive things going on with the headcount and where business is at today. And there's a lot more slack, though, and still that we can do more. And so we want to encourage the Secretary to continue to move forward, and we'd like to see a trade deal done, and we'd also like to see an understanding of where infrastructure sits in their agenda.
Sounds fascinating. Dan, thank you. Appreciate the time. Appreciate you hosting us.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
You bet. Good luck on the tour today. We'll go. We'll let him go so he can greet the secretary, which will happen momentarily. Dan Catteris, the president of True North Steel, also a board member of the American Institute of Steel as well. Later in the program today, we're going to talk with Kelly Fritz, Vice President of Human Resources, a little bit about the opportunities that are here, because the workforce opportunities are pretty extraordinary when you think about that. They sure are. We're brought to you in part today by our friends, the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. And just unpack that. Sometimes I say that, and you might not really think, what does that mean? Coalition, obviously, you get that, but... secure energy future. So how often on a hot North Dakota day do we walk in from the outside totally relieved that we have a, you know, a cool house, right? I mean, that's really life or death on a hot summer North Dakota day. That's, you know, that is keeping people, you know, when they have power outages, they have to go do welfare checks and all. Look, exactly right. So that's how important that is. Same thing in the winter. Absolutely the same thing. Those are the things I don't want you to take for granted, because the reason we have a secure energy future is because of coal, because of our lignite industry in North Dakota. That's what this coalition is all about, dedicated to enhancing, to preserving, to protect the diverse set of energy resources, right? And that includes dependable, homegrown, coal-based electricity. That's what's here. That's the only way we ensure affordable, reliable energy for your family, for your business, for your future. Very important. SecureEnergyFuture.org is a place where you can get some coal facts and research and development on this. You can take action. You can find out more about it. So check it out. SecureEnergyFuture.org, one of our fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind. Todd is getting a lot of helping texts. I'm getting more questions. Helping or hurting? Since we're talking trade today with the visit of the U.S. Ag Secretary Wilbur Ross, I think he might be my favorite member of the cabinet. I think he might be. I just like his story. I like the fact that, you know, here's this billionaire with tons of success that, you know, at the age he is, could literally be a grandparent. And he is in Fargo, North Dakota today, touring True North Steel, advocating for the president's policies and fighting to get us better trade deals. Isn't that great? Wade in Bismarck sends a note. He says, Scott, if things get bad enough with NAFTA again, farmers should do border blockades from Canada again. We did this in Pembina and Portal in the late 90s, I believe, and had very great support from law enforcement and others. You agree with the texter? Bring back the border brigades too. Get some attention to this deal. Another texter says, yes, the trade war is going to help us. Go Trump. Yes, the trade deal is going to help us. Go Trump. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 800-228-0550. We'll talk jobs on the trade side coming up in a little bit as well. I want to shift gears here for a moment and just ask you a question related to what I talked about earlier on the news this week of these guilty pleas from a former campaign manager and a former attorney for Donald Trump. Did anything there that you heard in any of that make you feel any differently at all? Think for a minute. Whoa, this is bad. Or do you just see it as more of the witch hunt? Is there concern? Is there worry? Is there consternation at all about anything in that? Or do you just see it as more of the same? Because obviously the mainstream media is trying to make it out to, okay, this is the biggest threat to the Trump presidency. Of course, they've said that every time. Charlottesville a year ago, right? That was, this might be the end. This may mean, so I don't buy they're hyperventilating, but I do care what you think and whether you see it as a concern. I will tell you this, that when, I don't know how he heard this, but reports out of the courtroom and Michael Cohen was saying dollars were paid by the Trump campaign in an agreement with someone who may, by the way, it's speculation that there was some affair. The sad truth is that you or I don't deal with this. You know, unless there's some billionaires in the audience, you maybe deal with this. But the vast majority of us don't deal with this. We don't deal with the kind of attacks on your money. When you have money, people want to attack it. So false accusations are a big one. And so you have some woman of ill repute who now sees an opportunity to financially cash in by saying something that happened that, you know, didn't happen at a time. Or maybe it did happen. We don't know. I think it's he said, she said anyway. We're never going to know that. But she's going to now, you didn't care about it when it happened, but now going to use it because you could harm him politically to try and get some money. That's the deal. That's the ugliness. That's the, you know. And you may say, why pay that? You don't have any reason to pay it. Don't pay it. That's a business decision. on the part of these folks. So the concern was, if in fact that agreement was made, and if in fact the dollars were political, that they would have, you know, I don't think any impeachable offense, but they would have a campaign finance violation that would allow them to say, see, you messed up, you did this, da-da-da-da-da. But I've since heard the president say unequivocally, it was not campaign money. There again, the media trying to make this something it's not, as usual. Shouldn't be surprised. They said, oh, he had an affair, so he paid it off. How do you know he had an affair? Where is the evidence of that? Where's the proof of that? You don't have it. So you have someone alleging. And then, of course, they assign an agreement to take money, to not use an opportunity to harm you politically, so they go away. I understand why it's done. It's too bad. It's unfortunate. It's horrible. But I understand why it's done. And again, I don't like justifying one person's behavior with another person's bad behavior, but I'll just say this. I've not seen one allegation. I've not seen one smoking gun to suggest that the President of the United States is acting in any improper way as President of the United States, personally or professionally. Nothing. So, for about 15 minutes, I was concerned until I saw the facts. And that was, I think Rudy Giuliani first came out and said that, and then there obviously was some others as well. How about you? Does this change anything for anybody? I guess that's what I'd like to know. And I earlier shared my man on the street example, consensus, which was the following. It's not about Trump. None of that's about Trump. I want your take, though. Matt in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott.
Hi there.
As far as Manafort goes, okay, so he was a campaign manager for a while. He obviously broke some major tax laws and banking laws. I mean, the thing I don't like about it is that Trump is associated with him. But by the same token, it doesn't make me regret my vote for Trump. Same thing with Cohen. I think Cohen got pressured, and he's just spilling his guts, and I don't think any of it's going to hurt Trump whatsoever. There's no collusion. There's no impeachable offense. There's no criminal offense. It's all a bunch of, you know, rather than focus on the good that's happening, let's really blow up the bad, which there is some bad. But, you know, here's the way I look at it. If the candidate was 100%, you know, in line with me on everything, morals, faith, politics, all that, great. Hillary's around maybe around 85. So who am I going to support?
Yeah, well, right. I mean, that was your choice. You're exactly right. And you know, I would say the results have borne out in, you know, an incredible example of somebody doing what they said they were going to do, and the results being what we thought they were going to be too.
To me, the real issue surrounding this country right now, you know, if you want to take a look at politics and corruption, it's still Hillary, Hillary, Hillary. You know, and let's get her prosecuted on the email server and all the corruption that's going on there. And then you got the deep state with all the stuff that's going on, you know, the strokes of the world. And, you know, just he's just the poster boy for that whole corruption within the government bureaucracy. There's a lot more. And don't think they leave their politics behind them when they go at work. He's proof that they don't. So,
we ought to be on it. You're exactly right. Matt, I appreciate your call so much. Thank you very much. 800-228-0550. We must break. We'll come back with more. True North Steel is our location today for a visit of the Secretary of Commerce, Wilbur Ross, along with Congressman Kevin Cramer, and a busy day about to kick off. We'll have more after this. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Scott Hennon live and on location at True North Steel, and a special visitor in town today, the Secretary of Commerce, Wilbur Ross, who joins us now. Mr. Secretary, nice to see you.
Good to be on with you.
Appreciate you joining us. Appreciate you being in North Dakota. What do you think about North Dakota these days?
Well, I think North Dakota is a wonderful place. It has almost the lowest unemployment in the whole country. Under 3% unemployment. That's a remarkable treat. And you're living up to your motto about strength through the soil. Not only in an agricultural point of view, but also North Dakota, because of the Bakken really kind of pioneered the whole oil shale and natural gas boom. So you've done an awful lot here.
There is a great deal of support here for the president, as I'm sure you know,
right.
In North Dakota. You had a little bit of nervousness, I would say, about the current effort to try and end the trade war, which we would agree with you started long before the Trump administration.
Right.
But bring us inside the discussions and negotiations. How are things going?
We're getting very, very much closer. It wouldn't be too surprising if sometime between now and the end of the month, we actually had some very good news to announce. I don't want to prejudge things because you don't have a deal on anything till you have a deal on everything. But we're very, very close. And when you think about it, trade deals normally take multiple years to negotiate. This has been multiple months, so it's a record. It will be a record-breaking event if we get it done quickly. And I think there's a 50-50 or better chance we get it done very, very soon.
So would it be safe to assume that that would be related to NAFTA and the renegotiation?
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about is NAFTA. With NAFTA, we're focusing on Mexico. The issues are more complicated in some ways with Mexico, and so that's who we've been focusing. And then if we get them locked into a deal, then we'll bring in the Canadians and hopefully get everybody lined up.
Now, I know there's some challenges because of the change in leadership in Mexico and a rush right now to sort of finish things up before the new administration comes in. Is that key to the moment you're talking about?
Well, it is and it isn't. The new leadership actually has been very good in the talks. They could have waited until December 1st because the inauguration of the new president doesn't occur till December 1st. They could have waited till then and said, no, don't talk. Instead, they very promptly appointed their team. Their team is overlapping with the existing presidential team, working very collaboratively, very constructively, and I think has actually facilitated the discussion. The reason I mention the August 31st, if we do announce something with Mexico by August 31st, the old president could sign it. Given their statutory procedures, that would be enough time before December 1st.
And how long after that point, then, do you believe before the Canadians are at the table, or you think that's a foregone conclusion?
Oh, I think they'll come to the table, because otherwise they'll be left out.
So the incentive is to say, be part of this or you're not.
Well, yeah, I don't think we want to be quite that draconian with them, but they'll understand it wouldn't be a good idea to be on the outside.
You're saying as a radio tax show, so I might not have the tact that I need to be at a trade table? Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not at all. But we do need to be diplomatic. You probably have millions of Canadian listeners.
We do, and Minnesotans, well. And South Dakotans, and Montanans, and we love them all, for sure. And there's a whole lot of ag producers in our listening
sure.
area. And they are growing, and they are raising, some great products. We just had a Kaufman individual said beef's the number one, traded commodity in the U.S. right now. He saw a new stat about that. Disavow them of their concerns right now of what's happening. They see prices dropping, and they see a real disruption after a lot of years of tough times. So what do we say to them?
Right. Well, I think what's complicating the situation this year is we have bumper crops in a number of agricultural products, certainly soybeans, certainly pork, certainly some others. So that's complicated the situation. Also, I think the commodity futures markets have a lot of speculation in them. You've got hedge funds playing them. You've got all sorts of things. So I think once the air clears a little bit, I believe prices will stabilize at a somewhat higher level than where they are right now in general.
Two other things. We only have about a minute left. But one, the Chinese. That's the longer game, right?
Much longer game. Sequentially, Mexico, number one, from point of view of timing. Canada number two, and then some sort of a race between Europe and China For the next stock.
We're at True North Steel today, and obviously the steel folks were probably impacted the soonest because of the president's promise kept to the steel industry in America to help. Yet there's been some disruption in price, and obviously people are paying more for steel. Give me the quick take on when you see this sorting out.
Well, I think it's sorting out very, very well. The overall impact on our economy is a fraction of 1% in terms of inflationary impact. So that's not such a big deal. What is heartening is factories opening. I was yesterday in Hawesville, Kentucky for the reopening of Century Aluminum. They're the only manufacturer of the high purity aluminum that we need for F-35 fighters and that we need for armored vessels and armored land vehicles. If they had gone out of business, and they were very close to it, we would be totally dependent on foreign suppliers for our military.
Keep battling. Our best to the president, and thanks for coming to North Dakota.
Oh, no, I'm delighted to be here, and thank you for doing a good interview.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Hopefully I exceeded your expectations and better than Neil Cavuto.
Summer is complete without a trip to Medora. Folks, get there and get there quick because summer's slipping away. Here's Justin to tell us a little bit about what's new in Medora, and there's a lot, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely, Scott. You not only have to see the new Medora musical with a big patriotic finale, but in downtown Medora we have new shows like Todd Oliver and his talking dog, Carl and Greta's cowboy sing-along for girls and boys to have a little fun. And, man, even a wonderful work show about Harold Schaefer. There's a ton of new stuff in downtown Medora. You have to stay a few nights.
The famous Medora musical, the greatest show in the West always. It is a must-see, and with summer slipping away, just make plans to get there and take that in and everything else, including some of those great new things that Justin is telling you about, too. 1-800-MEDORA-1 is the number to call for tickets. 1-800-MEDORA-1 or go online to Medora.com. Thanks, Justin.
Bully.
Bully for Medora.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.